I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, Take No Prisoners with Vito Esposito. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Thank you, Duck Northwest. Thank you, Joshua from the Midwest. And thank you, Sue from New Mexico from the Southwest. Now we need the Northwest and those of you in the Northwest and Northeast and the Southeast. Thank you also for joining in podcast. Sue Ducky sends his love. Today is Friday. It is May 12, 2023, 842 days since we've been duped by a dope Joe Biden. And as I like to start off every Friday reading from the good book, but you know what? Before I do, I want to give a plug really quick to JR Cigars. A couple weeks ago, I gave it to Thompson Cigars, but if you do some online shopping, you like cigars and you want to indulge, JR Cigars has a great sale going on, 40% off Olivas, and they got a really cool deal on an ammo can, and the ammo cans hold 60 cigars. So for you Second Amendment aficionados, but $84.95 for a 60-count ammo can. And I got to tell you, these cigars are great. So just go to their website, jrcigars.com. Awesome. Get a little Eddie 6x50s or a Easy Eddie Toro 6x50 cigars. And so I'm telling you, really good, really good deal right now. So as I do every Friday, I like to start the show off by reading from the good book, Proverbs 6, chapters 12 through 19, because it describes Joe Biden, and now he's got an accomplice, and it describes Joe Biden to a T. It's titled The Wicked Man. Verse 12, the wicked man, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. How many times have you seen that? 14, perversity is in his heart, he devises evil continually, he sows discord. 15, therefore the calamity shall come suddenly, suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood in Afghanistan. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. That's Joe Biden to a T. Now, we understand that Joe Biden is not a smart man, and he can't do this for himself. The destruction of our constitutional republic, our great republic, our representative republic is not solely at the shuffling feet of Joe Biden, but it's also his anti-American accomplices. But Joe Biden has a challenge right now and has a cohort to assist in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19, a false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren. And Akeem Jeffries, who's the minority leader of the U.S. House, who took over for Nancy Pelosi, actually fits that bill really well. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but I just every time I hear Akeem Jeffries, it just reminds me of how much of a phony this man is. But he's the perfect individual to take over for Nancy Pelosi. Someone who doesn't have a conscience, someone who sows discord. And he stood on the House floor, but he stood in a press conference and he stated just a couple of days ago, maybe even yesterday, that what we're seeing at the border is a myth. So he pulls a Jerry Nadler myth line. Obviously, there's nothing original about Hakeem Jeffries, and that's what makes him dangerous. But there's nothing like Hakeem Jeffries sowing discord, because every time Hakeem Jeffries opens his mouth, he sows discord, and he has to use the term extreme MAGA Republicans. And you see, this terminology is all by design with the destructive Democrat Party. Joe Biden coins MAGA Republicans. It's a dig at President Trump. It's also to identify who their political enemies are. And back to Hakeem Jeffries. The man is a liar and a fraud. And frankly, I would consider him treasonous. When he stands up and he states unequivocally that extreme MAGA Republicans are making the border crisis into unreality or some garbage that he spews. And he's talking about how what's happening at the border as a result of Joe Biden and his radical anti-American handlers seeking to cancel Title 42 and allow millions of undocumented, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens to invade the United States of America. And Hakeem Jeffries, the individual, a false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren, has the audacity to say it's a myth. It's not happening. What the extreme MAGA Republicans are stating is a lie. Really? Have you seen the videos down there, Hakeem Jeffries? Are you that much of a retard that you don't understand what's happening at the southern border? Maybe you should go to the United West, okay, and watch some videos, live videos that Tom Trento put up with a lady by the name of Sarah, showing you exactly what's happening at the U.S. southern border. You see, this is how disingenuous and this is how dangerous the destructive Democrat Party has become. How un-American they are, how globalist they are, and how treasonous they are. Why are they treasonous? Because Hakeem Jeffries put his hand up and he took an oath of office on several occasions accepting the position in the United States House of Representatives to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. And he's violated that, and he's intentionally violating that. And as the wicked man is defined in the Bible, it states a false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren. There is no doubt that Hakeem Jeffries is sowing discord among brethren. And his brethren being Joe Biden, who's furthering a lie, who is attacking his political enemies. That's what it's come down to in the United States of America today with these anti-constitutionalists in government, whether it's the White House, the United States House of Representatives, or the United States Senate. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which Hakeem Jeffries took an oath to protect and defend, including Joe Biden, on how many occasions over 50 years taking an oath to protect and defend. Article 4, Section 4 states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a representative form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Now, I don't know what part Hakeem Jeffries doesn't comprehend. Protect each of them against invasion. Because if he's that dumb and ignorant where he cannot understand what the U.S. Constitution states, then maybe it's time for the destructive Democrat Party to find a new minority leader. Not just base, choosing a minority leader on the color of their skin because it's symbolism over substance. And clearly, there is no substance when it comes to Hakeem Jeffries. And we already know that the furlough fraud, Joe Biden, has no substance. And that's why it's important to understand that the handlers who are force-feeding Joe Biden this information are the extreme dangerous ones as well. You know, I'm not sure I quite understand why we are accepting the fact that the members of the United States House of Representatives, why the members of the United States Senate are not following the United States Constitution. I'm not sure I quite understand why we think it's acceptable as American citizens that we don't demand better from our members of Congress, including Hakeem Jeffries, who's doing nothing more than sowing discord, who is nothing more than a false witness to proclaim that what we are seeing at the southern border is a myth. You know, it was all slighted over when Jerry Nadler, congressman from New York, stated that what was happening in the Northwest, and specifically in Portland and Seattle back in 2019, where it was being invaded, it was under siege by Antifa for 90 days, and it was called a myth. Now, since Hakeem Jeffries is from New York as well, is there something in the drinking water, okay, that infects any logic or brains of anybody who's elected in the destructive Democrat Party? We already know AOC is a retard. I mean, how disingenuous can these people continue to be? And Hakeem Jeffries is just no little representative. He's the minority leader of the Democrat Party. I should say, of the destructive Democrat Party. And is this what it's come down to now? The fact that the United States of America is being invaded, and we don't have a president of the United States who's upholding the rule of law. And I use that term because this is how the destructive Democrat Party likes to justify their actions when they want you to think that they're doing something. Well, we follow the rule of law. Oh, and then you have Jean-Pierre. Well, the president believes in the rule of law. You know, there's another dimwit who's a chronic and habitual liar. You know, let's call it what it is. This is what elected officials of the United States of America think of their country. This is what they believe, that our sovereignty should be ripped apart by unvetted, unvaccinated, illegal aliens who have no respect for the rule of law. But why should they, when the president and vice president of the United States, when the House Minority Leader, do not have any respect for the rule of law? And that's what I should have titled today's show, is Respect for the Rule of Law. And you're right, iGuy. Good afternoon. It's all by design. You're exactly right. And this is where we have to look at the focus of. This is not something that's happened by accident. It is no accident that Title 42 was coming to an end. It was no accident that on May 11th, it's no coincidence, because Joe Biden doesn't do anything by coincidence. He's not smart enough to do that any longer. He doesn't have the mental acuity. But you remember back in January of 2023, Joe Biden declared in May, by May of 2023, we're going to declare the pandemic over. But people didn't put two and two together. Why did he choose the date May 11th? Because that was the day that Title 42 was about to expire. And why? Because Title 42 would have allowed, by suspending Title 42, it allows another 2.5 to 5 million illegal aliens to invade the United States of America. And you've seen the videos. Most of them are males. Isn't that ironic? With no allegiance to the United States of America. Hey, just come. We'll hand out stuff. We have seniors in the United States of America who have worked their entire fucking lives, retire, and they can't afford to put heating oil to heat their homes in the wintertime because they live on social insecurity, and you have illegal aliens who are going to benefit even more than Americans who have dedicated their entire lives to working for the United States of America? Why? All by design. Why did Joe Biden pick May 11th as a date for Title 42 to expire? I'm sorry. Why did he pick the date for the pandemic to end? It's because Title 42 would expire. Now, thanks to a federal judge in Florida, it appears that late Thursday evening, just hours before Title 42 ended, U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill ordered the Biden administration to stand down, issuing a two-week restraining order against the policy. His ruling came again after Governor Ron DeSantis' administration filed a lawsuit asking for a temporary restraining order. In his ruling, Wetherill explained there is no material difference between the new parole program and the catch and release program that he struck down as unconstitutional 2 months ago. Wetherill also admonished the Biden administration for claiming that halting the parole program would cause chaos. Any chaos, the judge said, is Biden's own doing. My gosh. Somebody actually said it. And it's by design, as I guy said. But putting aside the fact that even Biden recently acknowledged that the border has been in chaos for a number of years, defendants' doomsday rhetoric rings hollow because, as explained in detail in Florida, this problem is largely one of defendants' own making through the adoption and implementation of policies that have encouraged the so-called irregular migration that has become fairly regular over the last 2 years. Let's see. Joe Biden was installed on January 20, 2021. 2 years, we put it at January 20, 2023. Well, son of a gun. All during Joe Biden's regime. And the border czar, she's a fucking genius, isn't she? The border czar is a genius. Kamala Harris, she's been so effective that now she's in charge of artificial intelligence. How is that going to benefit the United States of America? She did such a stellar job with the border issue. But the judge gets it. The United States of America is being invaded, which impacts each and every state in the union. Now, for all those out there, okay, because they like to use this with the Second Amendment, okay, Section 4 of Article 4 states the United States shall guarantee to every state in the union a republican form of government. Some say, well, you know, there's only 13 states back when the Constitution was ratified back in 1787. It doesn't say 13 states. It says the United States shall guarantee to every state in the union. And that's how come our forefathers, our founders, were freaking brilliant. They knew America would grow. They knew it. They contemplated America expanding. They knew without technology, the land did not end with the 13 original states. At what point are we going to hold our elected officials accountable? You know, we've come to, over the past few years, probably since 1972, when you had Woodward and Bernstein, you know, broke the Watergate, and they were the great investigative journalists, right? It was going to happen, you know, from 1972 and now to the current times. We were going to have these journalists who are going to stop at nothing. Well, the nothings become they stop at the Democrat Party. And they don't hold Democrats accountable for their actions. And then we've morphed into the Uniparty, where in most cases, the Democrats and Republicans, there's no difference, except one's got a D and one's got an R after their name. And then you have embarrassing individuals like Hakeem Jeffries of New York, like Jerry Nadler of New York, like Chuck Schumer of New York. And for Hakeem Jeffries to stand up as minority leader of the United States House and make the statement that extreme MAGA Republicans stating that there's chaos at the border is a lie. Really? Really? What you're seeing, you're not seeing, but now you're seeing what you're not seeing. So it sounds like that Kamala Harris is going to write the script, right? What you're seeing at the border is not really what you're seeing, because what you're seeing at the border is what you're seeing is not really what you're seeing. So we'll tell you what to see. And that's exactly what Hakeem Jeffries is doing. He's telling you what to see. As long as Hakeem Jeffries can use the term extreme MAGA Republicans, whether it's in a tweet or whether he's standing there and he's orating fiction. He's sowing discord among brethren. He gets to use the talking points of the destructive Democrat Party. Yet the judge, the federal judge, T. Kent Wetherill, actually blows Hakeem Jeffries' statement out of the water, the fact that the extreme MAGA Republicans were lying about what's happening at the border. Because in Judge Wetherill's statement, he said, putting aside the fact that even Joe Biden recently acknowledged that the border has been in chaos for a number of years, even Joe Biden recently acknowledged that the border has been in chaos for a number of years. So obviously, if Joe Biden's acknowledged it, then someone didn't give those talking points to Hakeem Jeffries, or Hakeem Jeffries is a worthless person, a wicked man who walks with a perverse mouth and devises evil continually. And Hakeem Jeffries is a false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren. So what it seems like the Democrat Party is really starting to cast their wicked men to come out and tell you and lie to you and me on a daily basis. Also that we can use the term extreme MAGA Republicans. You see, this is how the Democrat Party is going to define their political enemies. And should they win the 2024 election, you can bet that on November the 6th, Joe Biden and Harris are reinstalled. You can bet that MAGA Republicans, if you're identified as one, we will have a knock on our door, because that's what the Gestapo does. And that is why Joe Biden, Hakeem Jeffries, little Robert Reich, even Schumer are all starting to use the term MAGA Republicans. See, they're afraid of Donald Trump. They won't use Donald Trump's name because they're attacking their political enemy. And of course, what we've learned about the destructive Democrat Party is they have no intention of making America great again. Hi, Sarge. Nice to see you. Hi, Sue from New Mexico. Ducky from Northwest sends his love to you, Sue, as Al and I do as well. So the destructive Democrat Party has no interest in making America great again. And imagine being a patriot in the United States of America is considered an act of terrorism. Imagine that. Imagine you believe in God. You believe in the United States of America, and you're considered extreme. The destructive Democrat Party sowing discord among brethren. Who the heck would have ever thunk this? And not only that, you've got the destructive Democrat Party is endorsing tearing out America's sovereignty. Now, I urge you to go to theunitedwest.com and check out Tom Trento. He's got a great video. I believe it's Sarah Morgan, I think her name is. She's at the border. She's an investigative reporter. And she'll show you, they will show you what's actually happening at the border. And yes, America is being invaded. And yes, the destructive Democrat Party is in violation of Article 4, Section 4. And each one of those rotten SOBs are treasonous. Demon rats have mastered the art of doublethink on the border. Illegal migration is down by Biden simply decriminalizing illegal alien activities. Right on, Sarge. It's just one lie after another with this globalist regime that has now taken over in the United States of America. How is it that America's sovereignty can be ripped by the very party from within the United States of America that professes to have our best interest at heart? And they don't. The Democrat Party never has had Americans' interest at heart. They've used meaningless cliches. They've used empty sound bites, working poor, working Americans, middle class. You know, if you make less than $400,000 a year, your taxes aren't going to go up one dime, not a penny. And when that doesn't happen, well, you know, those evil MAGA Republicans, those extreme MAGA Republicans. Oh, suddenly making America great is a bad thing. Making America energy independent is a bad thing. Making America the leader in oil exportation is a bad thing, because it's imperative that the United States of America now be beholden to the very country who attacked America, who sponsored the attack on America on 9/11/2001, Saudi Arabia, who funded 19 Muslim men to attack the United States of America. And now we're making Saudi Arabia wealthy again. That should be Joe Biden's theme, making the Saudis rich again. Because where are we going to buy our oil? Not from Oklahoma, not from Texas, not from within the United States. We're going to buy from Saudi Arabia, who attacked America and who sponsored the attack of America in September of 2001, September 11th. Saudi Arabia, who finances 85% of the mosques and madrasas in the United States. You know, Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. You know, that's Saudi Arabia. How about from communist Russia? Oh, okay, so we send $200 billion, okay, to the Ukraine, the corrupt country, which actually benefited the Biden and Biden crime family to fight Russians, but we're buying Russian oil, which Russia uses those proceeds to fund the war against the Ukrainians. I don't know about you, but doesn't that seem a little bit ridiculous? You know, we have a president of the United States, the wicked man Joe Biden, and his handlers, because Joe's not smart enough to do it himself, who drains the strategic petroleum reserves by 60%. 60%. 714 million barrels in the strategic petroleum reserve, and it's down to 355 million barrels. And what does Joe Biden do? He buys oil from Russia. And not at $20 a barrel or a net zero like President Trump did to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to capacity, but buying oil at $70 to $75 per barrel to replenish the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not by 350 or 395 billion barrels, probably by 30 or 40 or 50 million barrels. And then we're buying oil from Iran. You know, the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran? the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran that calls the United States the great Satan and calls Israel the little Satan? The terrorist regime of Iran who starves their people yet finances and sponsors Hamas, an Islamic terrorist organization who terrorizes the state of Israel, Hamas, who calls for pushing Israel into the Mediterranean. Not only does the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran sponsor Hamas terrorists, but sponsors Hezbollah in Lebanon, sponsors Hezbollah, Islamic terrorist training camps in the tri-country region down in South America. Look it up. The tri-country region in South America. I believe it's Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina. And we're buying oil from Iran, even though there's an embargo in place. But we have to understand that the anti-American Biden-Harris regime have loyalty to Iran with John Kerry. And then, of course, you have the communist Chinese, which have bought and paid for Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Yeah, the Biden crime family. So here is a 4 minute and 55 second clip of Joe Biden, sorry, of the U.S. House Committee, who's uncovered a crap load of information concerning the corruption of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family while Joe Biden was the sitting vice president, how this has benefited the family of Joe Biden, like nine family members, including Hunter Biden, including Jill Biden, including Joe Biden's brother and brother's wife and grandchildren. And yet the DNC-controlled media, okay, the DNC-controlled media focuses on President Trump. But Biden's influence peddling? Oh, well, let's not talk about that. Here we go. This is Representative James Comer, who's going to talk about a brief overview. Hopefully it plays. Uh-oh.
All right.
Here we go.
Thank you all for coming today. Since taking the gavel in January, the Committee on Oversight and Accountability has accelerated its investigation of the Biden family's domestic and international business practices that we began last Congress. I want to be clear. This committee is investigating President Biden and his family's shady business deals that capitalize on Joe Biden's public office and risked our country's national security. This committee has a duty to ask questions and pursue the facts no matter where they take us. Through the committee's investigation, we intend to provide transparency to the American people and reach legislative solutions. In only 4 months since obtaining subpoena authority, we have made astonishing progress. Today, we'll talk about that progress. First, we want to discuss information the committee has learned since our last press conference in November. New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal, and 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Bidens' money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian National soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency.
Coincidental.
This is a pattern of influence peddling. This appears separate from any payment Hunter received from his work connecting this individual to a U.S. law firm. We'll also provide further information regarding the Biden's relationship with China. This includes two individuals the committee is particularly concerned about. One of them, Xi Jinping, had close ties to the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party and operated a multi-billion dollar energy company with access to large sums of money. We'll discuss how the Bidens received millions of dollars from this individual through the use of shell companies and wire transfers. In March, the committee released its first bank records memorandum that showed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, used his company to funnel money from the Chinese to various Biden family members. Democrats dismissed the evidence, even though it was based on bank records directly from the bank. The Democrats on the Oversight Committee received the same records as the Republicans, and they were able to verify the information. Democrats said all the bank records showed were Papa John's and Starbucks receipts. They deliberately chose to misconstrue and deny what was clearly in front of them.
It's called lying.
Hunter Biden's representatives claimed the money was, quote, good faith seed funds, but could not explain why those funds had to go through an intermediary in what appears to be an attempt to hide the transfers from the Chinese.
They also
couldn't explain why the Bidens received over $1 million in 16 different wire transfers over a period of 3 months to at least five different banks.
Ooh.
The president, when confronted with this information, said it wasn't true. Instead of being honest with the American people, President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it. The White House refuses to correct the president's statements, showing the president is now using the federal government to run interference for his families and his own role in these schemes. Now I want to say a few remarks about the developments last week. A week ago, I sent a subpoena to...
Okay, so that was Representative Comer of the Committee of Oversight. And it just goes to show that Joe Biden is fulfilling the wicked man's definition, a proud look, a lying tongue, a false witness who speaks lies. Pat C. in Central Florida is an individual I follow on Twitter. And Pat C. posts some really good tweets. And she retweeted, or Pat C. retweeted, a tweet from a bitch McCommunist. And it was perfect. A tweet asked why Biden needed to pay off so many of his kids and grandkids with offshore accounts. So bitch McCommunist tweeted, I said it was a current day version of the uniform graft to minors. It's very clever. The uniform graft to minors. And this speaks of Joe Biden and the graft and why Twitter, okay, doesn't allow for tweets like this to be seen. And at JC Deer, D-E-U-F-F, sent out this tweet and received zero views. Zero. Zero. Here we have the Democrat Party suppressing information, lying to protect and shield the frail old fraud, Joe Biden, and the Biden crime family. And we thought that with Twitter, and here you have Elon Musk, you know, taking over Twitter, that free speech would prevail. Well, now it appears the new CEO is a wokist who is into this diversity, inclusion, and equity nonsense. So I'm sure that's going to end pretty quickly. But the bitch McCommunist sends out a tweet and no one sees it. And it's perfect. The uniform graft to minors, that's what Joe Biden engaged in. Nine family members benefited from graft thanks to Joe Biden's peddling of influence as Vice President of the United States. And, you know, at some point in time, the dam will break. And you would think that it would have broken after Joe Biden, in his own words, okay, trying to be big man on campus, indicts former President Barack Obama and himself when talking about withholding a $1 billion loan guarantee to the Ukraine because Joe wants to be big man on campus. I said if that special prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting your $1 billion. I'll leave it in 6 hours. Son of a bitch, they fired the special prosecutor. And isn't it ironic how the special prosecutor was investigating Burisma? Burisma, an energy company that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was on the board, that John Kerry's stepson was on the board. And somehow, possibly, Nancy Pelosi's son was involved with Ukrainian energy. And you see why we talk about this being a corrupt entity, a corrupt system in Washington, D.C.? The Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, her son is involved in Ukrainian energy. Mitt Romney's children are involved in the Ukrainian energy. Joe Biden's son is involved in Ukrainian energy. And you've got John Kerry's stepson and involved with the corrupt company. But we're not supposed to ask these questions. Peddle influence so that you reap millions from Communist China. Communist China sends upwards to $72 million to fund the Penn Biden Center. And by the way, there were classified documents at the Penn Biden Center stolen by Vice President Joe Biden, stolen by Senator Joe Biden. And the CNN newsreader has the audacity to try to corner President Trump about having classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago compound in a locked safe with Secret Service protection at the Mar-a-Lago compound. Okay? Not at the Penn Biden Center, which was financed by the Communist Chinese. I don't know how much more you can have with regards to our enemies, okay, having access to information. Because, ladies and gentlemen, one document, one classified, one top secret document that Joe Biden stole as vice president or as U.S. senator gets into the hands of the wrong individuals, and you've compromised how many people? You've compromised how many programs? You've compromised how many covert operations? And yet President Trump is bad. You see, there's something definitely wrong with this entire picture. And I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to finally get fed up and say enough is enough. The uniform graft to minors with Joe Biden funding his grandchildren and children, using foreign influence, his powers to influence foreign countries. Receiving $3 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. And all the narrative was a false narrative about Trump with Russia, Russia, Russia. Instead, we have Biden and Communist China, Biden, Communist China, Biden, Communist China, which is true. And now the House Oversight Committee has bank records to prove this. And yet the Democrat, or I should say the destructive Democrat Party, wants you to believe that the extreme MAGA Republicans are furthering a myth. No, a myth was Russian collusion. A myth was Russian collusion, but the facts were is that a political opponent, Hillary Rotten Clinton, and her campaign funded the phony dossier to further a lie. Fast forward 4 years, we have actual proof now that Joe Biden is corrupt. Joe Biden is a crook. Joe Biden is unfit for office. Joe Biden should be charged with treason. Influence peddling with communist China, who is now going around the world, forging relationships, changing the currency transactions like he did with Brazil under BRICS. Now Brazil and communist China are trading in their own country, and they've ditched the U.S. dollar. And then you've got Macron. That piece of garbage flies to meet with communist Chinese President Xi, and they're going to be trading in not U.S. dollars any longer, but in euros and yuan. And Joe Biden's eating chocolate chip ice cream. Where are these tough questions of Joe Biden? Well, Joe Biden is a shielded imbecile. He's a front man. And as I guy said, this is all by design. Good afternoon, Holzer. Yes, if I continue to apply rational thought to all of this, it will drive you to madness. And you're right. You're right. Because we have that semblance of hope left, okay? We think that there's some form of decency left in the United States of America. We want to believe that. We cannot believe in 842 days that a man and his anti-American regime have destroyed one of the greatest countries in the world. And there is a United States media who is complicit in this because they have the same political ideology. Do you think it's any coincidence that it just happened that there's a border crisis in the United States? No. No. All by design. Because all the imbecile in the White House had to do was continue with the policies that were in place, securing the border. Tom Homan wrote a great book, Defend the Border and Save Lives. He was the acting director under President Trump. He knew exactly what was happening at the border. Now you even have border agents who know what's happening. You have people that are in the hierarchy of the Border Patrol who are finally speaking out. This is all by design. This, you know, in 842 days, think about this. We're now talking about transgenderism. In 842 days, this anti-American Biden-Harris regime have changed the narrative and found yet another wedge of division to drive into society. Transgenderism is 0.5% of population issues, and now it's 100% of the talk. And we fell for it. We fell for it. But the issue of mental illness, you can't bring that up. And the fact that three of the last four shooters who engaged in mass shootings in the United States were transgenders, who identified as transgender. And why is that relevant? Because this is what the Biden-Harris want. They want that Marxist movement, that Marxist manipulation of chaos. And then you've got the Biden handlers going to Twitter. Everything's rosy. Oh, we got this. Oh, gas prices. Oh, really? Okay. So the Saudi Arabians, who we are funding, are now reducing oil production by 500,000 barrels a day. And the United States has stopped producing oil to any significance because of this green scam agenda. And we're funding the very entities that despise the United States of America, that despise our culture, that despise our nation. And the destructive Democrat Party is happily on board with the dismantling of our constitutional republic. And, you know, each and every member of Congress who fails to uphold Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution should be charged with treason and removed from office. We can easily find 535 patriotic Americans to uphold the U.S. Constitution, to uphold at least one form of our Bill of Rights, to hold one form of the articles in the U.S. Constitution, one little section. Article 4, Section 4, the U.S. United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Now, maybe we should have a civics test, 35 members of Congress, and the two imbeciles in the White House acting as vice president and president. Because if they can't pass a simple constitutional civics test, they don't belong serving in Congress nor serving in the White House. As a matter of fact, let's hold each and every individual, all of these bureaucrats, and have them take a test as well. Because obviously, they don't hold the United States of America in high regard any longer. And we certainly know after the speech that was given by the destructive Democrat, the anti-American Hakeem Jeffries, who insulted each and every American by stating extreme MAGA Republicans are creating a myth about the chaos at the southern border. Absolutely incredible what we're seeing today in America. And if this judge Weatherall has put a two-week stay on Title 42, at least it's encouraging. But Joe Biden has no respect for the United States of America. He's got no respect for the United States Constitution. And each and every member of the press should be ashamed for covering up for that man. Each and every member of Congress, especially those in the United States Senate, I don't care what your party affiliation is in the United States Senate, you should be ashamed for protecting Joe Biden and the Biden regime, because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. Susan Rice laid the groundwork before taking office domestic policy advisor. And her domestic policy advice over 832 days was a disaster. It caused the highest inflation in 40 years. It caused the highest prices in gas prices at the pump. It caused the highest grocery prices, and they're still rising. And the media continues to protect her. Why? Because the Democrat National Committee controls so-called mainstream media, ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, PBS, and NPR. Let's stop. Let's pull the punches, okay? Let's not pussyfoot around anymore. These people are anti-Americans. Hakeem Jeffries is an anti-American destructive Democrat, a wicked man, as is Joe Biden and Word Salad Harris. So we'll continue to monitor what happens at the southern border. Let's hope that over the next 2 weeks that this stay, if in fact it is a stay of Title 42, stays in place for 2 weeks. But we know the destructive Democrat Party's incentive is to weaken America's sovereignty. And it's time for the American patriots to stand up and say, enough is enough. And I don't care what your party affiliation is. This is not about Democrat. This is not about Republican. This is not about independent. This is about being a citizen of the United States of America. Our constitutional republic is under assault. Our constitutional republic and our sovereignty, our nation's sovereignty, is under attack, and our freedoms and liberties are being eroded on a daily basis by the very people who professed to uphold the United States Constitution. They failed in their oath of office. They failed the American people. They failed the United States of America. And if they cannot uphold one, just one simple article in the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee each, to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each against invasion. If members of the United States Congress can't uphold that simple article, that simple section in Article 4, they should resign, they should be removed, they should be charged with treason. Wow, 2 minutes left. It was a fast hour. Thank you for joining me today. I encourage you all to switch over to Annie at Southern Sense Talk Radio. She's got a great show at 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio with her great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett. She has 4 guests on today. Check out the other Global Patriot Radio shows. Tomorrow night, you've got Osama Dakdak and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam. Sunday, Eric from Kafiristan with The Cross and the Crescent. It's a real interfaith dialogue discussion. Monday, Al and I will be back at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And Wednesday, you got Hank Jones and Polly Sports right here on Global Patriot Radio. Check out other shows on Blog Talk Radio, include Joe Gibson, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Restoring Our Republic. And boy, we do need to be restored. If you want an apolitical show, check out the Simone Nicole Show on Spreaker.com, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday evenings. Great self-help, great show. It's a great self-help and apolitical show. And then you've got Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio. Thursdays, go to AudreyRusso.com, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Her great sidekick, Mr. P, gives some great rants. So check out Audrey Russo, 8 p.m. Thursdays. Folks, thank you all for joining. Have a great weekend. Let's hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. Even if they're not our elected officials, they are elected. What Hakeem Jeffries states and his lies, it should be called to action. It should be called out, and including Joe Biden's feckless leadership and his disastrous policies. God bless you all. Be safe out there. Thanks, man. You all have a nice evening. Thank you, iGuy. Take care. Ciao for now.
I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Then he has not to say the thing he truly feels.
Have a great weekend. Ciao for now.